Good morning. I am Pastor Brad Hales, and today is Tuesday of the second week of Advent, December 12th, 2023. Today's scripture is from Matthew, the 22nd chapter, verses 34 through 40. It reads, "But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. 'Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?' And he said to him, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.'" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Loving one another is not always the easiest thing to do, is it? When people betray you, when they hurt you, when they abuse you, it's hard to love those who take advantage of us. But that cannot be the end of the story. In Matthew 22, 34 through 40, Jesus is literally commanding us to love the Lord our God with our whole being and to love our neighbors as ourselves. Also known as the Great Commandment, Christ is compelling us to love. And this is the only possible because God first loved us. In this time of Advent, as we prepare and get ready for Jesus' birth and his second coming, Christ is being sent to save us from our sins because of the Father's love for his treasured creation. Any opportunity for us to love only comes from God's modeling. I was extremely blessed as a child. I had parents who loved me in all circumstances. Did I always deserve this love? No. But I was still the recipient of this imperfect, consistent care in my life. Whether we struggle with the aspect of loving others, we cannot just slough it off with no consequence. Jesus is calling us to love our neighbors as ourselves. Yes, this love won't be perfect. Yes, this love won't always be constant. Yes, this love will have ups and downs. Clearly, we must strive to love the best we can in the name of Christ. If loving another is so hard, then we need to give that person to the Savior to assist us in showing concern. The Greek word for love in this context is agape. Agape is a sacrificial love, a love that literally comes from us to another. As we anticipate the Father's wondrous love for us by sending Jesus, may we be led to love others. Loving is difficult at best in some circumstances, but any love that we have to provide comes directly from Jesus. Let us pray. Father, help us to love in Jesus' name. You know that we sometimes struggle to love others. Lord, since you first loved us, please provide us with the strength and the grace to love the best we can. Even though our human love will fall short, let us follow your command and love our neighbors as ourselves. As we cling ever closer to you, may your love flow through us. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.